Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 277 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Wow. I don't even know where or how to start on this, man. It's only been a week since I talked to you guys. We have had shootings, riots, obviously the George Floyd murder I'm going to talk to, Trump attempting to censor Twitter, not realizing that Twitter is his number one form of communication, just over 100,000 coronavirus deaths, people partying at the pool and shooting at each other in Daytona Beach. It's only been a week. The United States has reopened and it is not going well. Holy shit. So, in talking about George Floyd's murder, and make no mistake, this was a murder. I've had some interesting conversations, particularly white people asking me about this with genuine concern and curiosity. I have a friend who he was asking how I felt dealing with the constant barrage of racism, whether it be the Karens calling the cops or the cops killing black people or the bullshit from Trump, etc. I have another friend who's Jewish, and interestingly, the guy has red hair, and he says people look at him and they don't think he's Jewish, and they've said some really stupid and horrible things, and we were talking about it, you know. And make no mistake, in this resurgence of racism and this public racism, there has been no shortage of anti-Semitism. So we talked some about that. And I also got a very interesting message on Facebook from a guy in Ireland who was saying it's a shame watching what's going on in the news. And because Ireland is pretty much a white country, I mean, I've been there, there's not a lot of people of color. And he said, you know, we all look the same. We're all the same ethnic background. So although they did definitely have their religious fights, but he said he doesn't understand it. And does this racism in the United States go back to slavery? And it does. It does. The belief that black people are less than human has pervaded this country from day one. And again, there's no cornering the market on this racism, because Latin people of color, and they're all treated, we've all been treated horribly at different times, individually and as a people. And if you're other, you know, we were having this discussion, if you're other meaning black, brown, female, sexual orientation, gay, lesbian, transgender, if you are an other, you're catching hell under the Trump administration. And it is state-sponsored with a wink and a nod. So, in the case of the George Floyd murder, I'm tired, honestly. I'm fucking tired. I mean, it's hard to even keep score, right? So I think the order, chronological order, is Breonna Taylor was murdered in Louisville. Police had a warrant for the wrong house, went in, shot her 8 times in her bed. Then Ahmaud Arbery hunted down and shot on the streets of Georgia. And now we have George Floyd on videotape saying, "I can't breathe," calling for his mother, and being, I guess, I don't even know, you know, the cause of death. Was he choked to death? Was it cutting off his artery, which allowed no blood to his brain? I don't know, but murdered. It's tiring, man. It is sad, angering, and tiring, because it doesn't go away. this is just the latest one. And we all know, just and again, this is how insane we've become as a country, that I can make this statement. Just like school shootings, we know this isn't the last one. The only reason we haven't had school shootings is schools haven't been open. Honestly, that's the only reason they've stopped. Schools haven't been opened. So I guess we'll get back to those in the fall. Man, it's a lot. So we've had some rioting, and even that, you know, wow. I posted about this on Twitter, and this is my view on this. And I've been saying this for a while. You can only push people so far, you know? Yeah, you can sit up there and say, you know, rioting is wrong, and why are they doing it, blah, blah, blah. You know why? The frustration, the pain, the anger, the injustice. How much can you push people? You know, you have a fucking idiot like that Tammy Loren talk about, oh, the riot, blah, blah. You know, listen, Tammy, your sacred founding fathers rioted against England, all right? So fuck off, you know? How great is it, honestly, how great is it that Taylor Swift is woke and Kanye's still fucking Kanye? Now, Kanye hasn't said anything, or maybe he has. I damn sure haven't looked for it. But Taylor Swift, a beautiful tweet. Quote, after stoking the fires of white supremacy and racism your entire presidency, you have the nerve to feign moral superiority before threatening violence? When the looting starts, the shooting starts, we will vote you out in November. That was Taylor Swift's tweet to Trump. Yeah, Trump once again wants to sound badass. When the looting starts, the shooting starts. And I'm going to get into that and his ultra-ignorant beef with Twitter in a minute. But, you know, getting back to this rioting, you push these people. People feel powerless. People are powerless against this. Because remember, police are, quote, the law. And when the law is killing you, where do you go? What's your alternative? You know, and when the law is racist right up to the Attorney General of the United States, the number one law enforcement officer in the country, is part of the racist Trump regime, where do you go? You get frustrated. It boils over. But here's the thing. Look at the riots, and of course they don't, and, you know, Fox News and Tammy Loren will never show you. There are white people looting, okay? When you talk about thugs and this and that, yeah, I know it's your code for black people, but take a look at the video. What they used to say, let's go to the videotape. It was a white guy smashing the window at the AutoZone in Minneapolis. To get shit started. They showed white people carrying stuff. And I'm not, what am I saying? What I'm saying is it's not all black people. So this narrative that black people, why are they burning up their neighborhoods, tearing up their neighborhoods? Why are they looting? It has nothing to do with George Floyd. They're not the only ones looting. It comes from an unbelievable frustration. It comes from a pain that many people can't, not only can't understand, can't comprehend. You know, I talk to black single mothers who have sons. I don't know a group in more anguish and with more fear and powerlessness than the mothers of our black sons. Every time their kid goes out, and I'm talking mothers of black sons from 7 years old to their 20s, you know, because that's probably the most danger. Look, I've joke about it. I've talked about it. I've aged out. I went through my era of being, you know, driving while black and getting pulled over and all that. I've been through that. I've had a cop point a gun at me because I was bigger than him. I've had all of that shit. Every black man has. But these young people, it's so scary for the mothers. And I said it. To have to see people who talk about, oh, why are they writing all this shit? Because you can't comprehend teaching your son to not get killed by the police. You can't imagine how difficult that is. I went through that with my sister when my nephew was 10 and she was crying saying, how do I teach my son not to be killed by the police? Why do I have to? That's where it comes from. The anger, the frustration, standing in front of a police precinct while 75 other cops are protecting the house of the guy who murdered George Lloyd. You know, they're not all bad cops, but this us versus them mentality, this us versus them mentality is horrible. The police, today's Friday, they arrested a CNN reporter and his crew. You can see it. You've seen it. The guy's standing in the street after the police station had been burned down. The police are walking up, a huge presence of state police. He's like, where should I go? Where do I stand? I'm with CNN, blah, blah, blah. And when you're with CNN, you have identification saying you're with CNN. You're not some guy standing there with a damn cell phone camera. He had a camera crew, so the police just arrested him. A block away, a white reporter from CNN was asked for his ID. He showed his ID and they left him alone. And this is 3 days after the protests started. Imagine being that ignorant and that hateful that in the midst of a protest over racist policing, you decide, well, I can do some racist policing. Why riots? Why are people angry? This is why. Because there are no repercussions. Now, the cop who killed George Lloyd has now been arrested for murder. And if you wanted to avoid these protests, arrest the murderer when he murders. Don't spend time looking for something else to help him get away with it. Don't tell us you're looking for evidence when we've now seen three different video angles. We had the original murder video. Then we have another video that came out that showed the two or three cops sitting on top of him while the cop with two cops on top of him while one is on his neck. And then we have another video showing the initial arrest where he was complying, when a man was walking while his hands were handcuffed behind his back. He fell down, but he wasn't fighting him. How the hell do you fight from the ground with handcuffs? Even though as a black male, have superhuman strength, because that's always in the narrative when they murder us. He had superhuman strength. I don't know how to fight you laying on my stomach handcuffed. I have a friend who's a police officer. She said that in her department, and I love her, by the way, because she does talk to me about these things. She's explains them to me, not just me, but a lot of people she talks about. She said her department, you can't arrest somebody on their stomach. She's like, no, we don't do that because it's so dangerous, you know, from a health standpoint. Now, I'm not talking about it. There might be a violent situation or whatever would have to do it. But she's talking about in normal procedure. And she said, and we never touch the neck. You just don't touch the neck again because it's so dangerous to what happened. So there were good cops. These aren't good cops. These are shit cops and shit people. And he got arrested. We'll see what happens. I don't know. Now, the other, and there's troll favorites. There's troll favorites. And these are the narratives that the idiots love to use. Well, what about black on black crime? Black on black. Okay, what about black on black crime? You know what matches black on black crime? White on white crime. You know why? Because criminals work locally. I'm not even making a joke about that. It's true. Statistically, criminals kill who's around them. Murders take place in the family. That's where it's someone you know. We've all seen enough of this crime stuff, this crime TV and true crime. It's someone you know who killed you. Yeah. That's what that's so that it's such a stupid ass argument and such a stupid ass narrative. Now, what's the difference? The difference is you don't expect the police to kill you. The difference is that the police are supposed to serve and protect everyone. Everyone. So you talk about black on black crime, I match you at white on white crime, but there is no blue on white crime and there is blue on black crime. Okay. Now, getting back to Trumpy, Jesus. So he put out another lie on Twitter, about mail-in ballots and how much voter fraud there has been and how much there's going to be. And Twitter finally had enough, and they put up a warning to fact check that tweet because it's blatantly false. Okay, let's talk about this voter fraud. Voter fraud does not happen. It doesn't happen, not on the scale they're talking about. And the big voter fraud cases they found, like in North Carolina, were the Republican Party committing voter fraud. So Twitter, said, listen, you can read this tweet, but go to this place and check the facts. Trump got angry, had a tantrum, wanted to shut down Twitter and all social media. Somebody reminded him his name is not Putin, this is not Russia, he can't do that. So he signed an executive order saying that there was a law written in Congress in 1996 to protect digital media companies from being liable for everything said, because they can't be. You can't like have Twitter sue, or somebody on Twitter say something you don't like and sue Twitter, or somebody on Instagram post something you don't like and sue Instagram. And Facebook, honestly, Zuckerberg, you can fuck off. Okay, you can just fuck off, but you can't sue them. They're not liable either. So Twitter finally had enough, and they said, no, you cannot. This is an election year. You cannot blatantly lie about this. You can't try to remove people's right to vote and everything else that Trump was trying to do with this tweet. So Trump has his little tantrum, and he comes out with this executive order, which means nothing, by the way. It won't stand. It's not a law. It's just him huffing and puffing, telling Congress to change the law, which ain't gonna happen. But anyway, now he's in the shit because Twitter is his number way of communicating with his followers, his disciples, his white nationalists, and everything else. It's where he sends out his dog whistles and blah, blah, blah. So he sent out one about thugs and rioters, and when the looting starts, the shooting starts. And once again, Twitter shut him down. They didn't block the tweet. They restricted looking at the tweet. You have to intentionally look at the tweet, and they said because it's a threat of violence, and you're not allowed to threaten violence. You know who you're not allowed to threaten violence against? The president. You can't. If you make a threat, whatever it may be, toward the president, you will get a visit from the Secret Service. So what they're saying is, asshole, you can't, as a president, you cannot threaten the populace with violence. I know you want to dog whistle your white people and say these thugs and rioters are black people and we should shoot them. I know that's the message you want to give. But as I said, first of all, you got to figure out which rioters to shoot, because there's a lot of white rioters out there. There's in Denver, it was a white, most of the people I saw in Denver, a car tried to run over a group of protesters, and most of the protesters in that video were white. So now you got to figure out how to kill the right ones, don't you? Forget about the fact that we all watched the armed protesters walk to the Capitol in Michigan. And imagine if they had gotten the same response that the protesters got in Minneapolis. Okay, make no mistake, tear gas and rubber bullets were fired. It wasn't like they just, this happened in a vacuum. I didn't see any tear gas in Michigan. I didn't see any threat of violence toward those thugs armed with major weaponry. There's a guy walking around downtown Raleigh with a fucking rocket launcher strapped to his back, a mortar, whatever the hell it was, strapped to his back. What was that for? Protection? Self-defense? Perhaps you're expecting a home invasion? It's a fucking rocket launcher. So it's stupid because, like, say this is my main way of communicating, doing this podcast, and on the podcast I said, you know, podcasts suck. You should never listen to podcasts, and All Things Comedy, the network I'm on, is no good, blah, blah, blah. And then I'd be like, hey, wait a minute. I'm in what? Yes, stupid. You're attacking Twitter. You're using Twitter to attack Twitter about Twitter, you fucking idiot. That is your number one way of communicating. People have tried to communicate to you on a higher level. It's been proven countless times. You don't understand it. People have tried to explain. The professionals tried to explain things. They bring charts and graphs and crayons, and you still don't get it. Twitter is your level, my friend. You fucking idiot. Stop it. Speaking of Trumpy, so he's got a new liar. And yeah, I do have to look up her name. I'm sorry, I can't keep track anymore. So, Kaylee McEnany, whatever, however she pronounces it, the new White House press secretary, this is the new liar. So she was just straight up challenged by John Carl of ABC News during a briefing. He asked her straight up, the president has said things in tweets that are not true. Do you acknowledge that? And she said, no, she doesn't acknowledge that. She thinks the media has said things that are not true. And then another reporter went on to say, so you're saying that Trump has never lied? And she was like, no, he hasn't. He's never intended to deceive the American public or whatever. Wow. Wow. Straight up. And then what she's going to say is he never intended to deceive, but we know he has. Of course, her whole shit is suspect because, let me tell you something, McEnany, I don't know how to pronounce these names. I'm sorry, I don't give a shit. You can't sit up there. She did a whole thing about voter fraud and voting by mail, and then it comes out she's voted by mail 11 times. Like, when you lie, try not to be guilty of what you're lying about. It's very simple. This goes back to all the pastors who were gay and speaking out against gay marriage. If you've been voting online, perhaps you shouldn't say vote. I mean, sorry. If you've been voting by mail, perhaps you shouldn't sit up there and say that voting by mail is a fraudulent way to vote. Is going to be voter fraud, et cetera, when you've been doing it. Man, I could go on and on with this. I haven't even gotten into the coronavirus thing. I can't even get to that. You know, it was Memorial Day weekend. A lot of places were still open. Florida opened up and there was a shootout in Daytona Beach because why the hell not? We're back together. Let's start shooting. Thousands of people at a lake in the Ozarks and just beaches. And cases are going up. California, they went to the beach and right away the numbers went up. And I love when they say, well, the numbers went up because of testing. Yeah, we're testing now, so we have more. It has nothing to do with us suddenly gathering with no social distance, et cetera, et cetera. Do what you want to do, people, but just don't pretend it's not going to make a difference. And then we're going to hear the numbers about the churches because they went back to church. We're going to hear those numbers go up. And this thing ain't going away. Because the coronavirus is not contagious. Stupidity is far more contagious than the Rona. Stupidity, I say it over and over. You can't battle this kind of stupid. You can't tell people that, you know, wear a mask so that you don't breathe on other people, so you don't expel the liquid droplets that might carry the virus. That is not American. I can go drip and breathe on anybody. So, yeah, that's what you're up against. You're up against stupid. And you got no chance. You have no chance up against this type of stupidity. I'm going to wrap it up with a little bit of good news. Yeah, there is a little bit of good news. And I could go on and on about George Floyd, but you know the story. And you know, you, and if I said Lloyd earlier, I'm sorry, it was a mistake, but it's Floyd, it's George Floyd, and forgive me if I said the name wrong earlier, just a little, I don't even know if distracted or upset, I don't know what it was, but anyway, getting away from all that, we're going to go out on some good news. The good news is talking about Chad and Karen getting theirs. So we all know about Karen. We've all seen this. She, Amy Cooper, called called the cops, acted like she was really in danger and being threatened by a black man in Central Park. Well, the hammer's dropped on that one. So not only did she lose her job and have them, the adoption, the rescue place took back her dog. Not only that, she's been banned from Central Park. Do you understand? She has been banned from Central Park. Think about that. Think about that. You're not allowed to go to Central Park. That, wow. What kind of, I'm sorry for laughing, but anyone can go to Central Park. You understand? Anyone can go to Central Park. Homeless people sleep in Central Park, right? They just, homeless people sleep. Anyone can go to Central Park. They don't stop people from going to Central Park. She can't go to Central Park. She's not allowed in Central Park. That is hilarious. Next thing, and I'm looking for his name. So this ass clown, Tom Austin, also in Minneapolis, saw some black men working out in the gym in his building, and of course threatened to call the cops and blah blah blah, you're gonna, you know, this and that. Well, first of all, these black men were allowed in the building because they're tenants in the building, and you know who's no longer a tenant in the building? Tom Austin. Because the owner of the building says, we don't want racists in our building. So he ended the guy's lease and threw him out. So there is a little bit of justice going on. There is a little bit of justice going on, which is great to hear. And I feel good because I'm like, wow, there's some justice in the world. And she's no longer allowed in Central Park. And this asshole got kicked out of his building, which he should have. And then I'm reminded that this is America and we have Mississippi. So we have the mayor of, what the hell town is it? The mayor of Peddle, Mississippi, said that, talking about George Floyd, if he can talk, he can breathe. The man was saying he can't breathe. This mayor's like, well, then he could breathe. So this is, and this guy looks like Boss Hogg. But anyway, it's Mississippi. See? So he said the cops are justified in killing George Floyd. And now that city council's trying to get rid of him. And of course, he's fighting it, but you know, it's Mississippi. I mean, what do you, you know, I look for words in these situations, because I don't know how to describe, like, in talking to my friend from Ireland, okay, I don't know how to describe the racial history and hate of place like Mississippi, and you have, you ask, does it go back to slavery? Yeah, yeah, and the Confederate flag, and the this and the that, and the segregation, and the racial hatred hasn't gone away. It hasn't changed. It's still there, and there are still enough of these people to show that, no, it hasn't improved. It's not better. That's Mississippi. Sorry. That's America. Another one I wanted to talk about, and this is another one of those things that you just wonder what he was thinking. So Michael Porter Jr., who's a NBA player, said that, you know, in this George Floyd murder, that you should also pray for the police who are caught up in this evil. You know, it's going to be interesting when Michael Porter Jr. say, I don't know if this guy realizes he's in the NBA, and you're asking him to pray for the cops that killed a black man, and you play in the NBA. Can you imagine when the NBA opens back up, when this guy hits the court? I don't know what's going to happen. I think Michael Porter is going to explain why he retired from the NBA at the ripe old age of 23 after making the most asshole comment. Just shut up. Shut up. Listen, enough with this take the high road shit. How many times have black people had to take the high road? I love Michelle Obama. When they go low, we go high. No, no. We got to meet them on their ground. That's the only thing. The only way you're going to get Trump out of office in November is when they go low, you fucking go low. And I'm not encouraging this violence, but I fully understand it. I fully understand it, because you have powerless people who are backed against the wall one more time. And for this guy, pray for George Floyd's family and the police officers involved in this evil, like it's some abstract act that people just got caught up in through no fault of their own. No, man. No, you're wrong. You're wrong. Okay? No. You know why there's no forgiveness? Because there's no repentance. Repentance. These cops don't feel they did anything wrong. So why are you praying to forgive them? They think they were justified. They're with the mayor of Mississippi. Well, he could breathe, he could talk, so it ain't our fault he died. Right? So no, you don't get forgiveness for that. You don't get a pass. You don't get anything. You got to play in the NBA. Good luck to you, my foolish friend. Perhaps next time you will consult with an adult before you open your stupid fucking mouth. Damn, I hate ending the podcast on something that angry. I wish I could have ended it with Amy being banned from Central Park. And I will, because I just love saying that. Imagine Amy, it's 59th Street, 6th or 7th Avenue, looking across the street. Wow, that park looks nice. It is nice, but you can't fucking go. It's a beautiful park. What are we going to do? We're going to ride our bikes around the park. You stop here. What are we going to do? We're going to go for a walk in the park. You wait here. Hey, are you guys going to get in that hansom cab and have the horse-drawn carriage through the park? Well, yeah, we are. You fucking wait here. Her people should do everything in Central Park and just walk to the gate and be that. Not so fast. Thank you guys for listening. Let's hang in there. Stay safe from coronavirus. Stay safe from riots. And please do your best to stay safe from stupid. I love you. Thanks for listening.